authority for the director for a spin off. So whatever you want to do, you want to carry out anyway, small or moderate. Anyway, you should always have the talk with the director before, and then you should start to do that. otherwise, it's very difficult to maintain order in the monastic life. Relationship between the inner and monks. Inner is inner, monks are monks. So, this path, position of the inner and the position of the monks. And we should help each other, but not combination, not mixed up. The position of the inner is position of the inner. The position of the monk is the position of the monk. But there are communicated. That is really a matter of practice, not discussion. So that's why, anyway, you should constantly contact with the inner and do something. Those who do things without consulting with the director of the hall should leave. Leave means to change the task. Means in the monastery, big monastery, mainly structure of the monastery is divided into three sections. One section is practice section, practice and education section, and the second is administrative section, and the third one is a business section. That is very the outline, the broad sections. So education and practice section and administrative section and business section. And all monks in each section, anyway, have their own boarding room. That boarding room is not an individual boarding room. At each boarding room, several monks sleep. And then those monks, one group of the monks take care of one task. So, in each section, several tasks. The boarding rooms, where the 5 or 6 months later, and taking care of several tasks. So, I think leave doesn't mean to get out of a monastery, so to change the task or to change the section. You understand what I mean? So, those who do things without consulting with the director of the hall should leave. So, I think here we are talking about regulation of the sodo belonging to education and practice section. So, if there are some monks who don't follow the suggestion of inos, and they must be see, to another section, administrative trade section or business section. The inner shirt is high anyway. That is deep. If you neglect the ritual of guest and host, guest and host means the guest means the the monks and the host means the gift of the host. So that means a relationship between guest and host. The director of the hall and monk means superior and inferior, in other words. So if you don't accept this move, you cannot keep maintain the situation just in order. They're mixed up. So that is really, that makes the life confused. That's why Eno's position is Eno. And which everyone should respect anyway. So that's why he says, if you neglect the ritual of guest and host, you cannot understand the relationship between the guest and host. That means, I think according to Tathagatagarbha, in terms of Tathagatagarbha, the life in the reality consists of the two aspects, discrimination and equality. So in terms of discrimination, is a phenomenon, and equality is a truth. So, the life in reality called Tathagatagarbha consists of, anyway, unity of the discrimination and equality. And in the discrimination, there are different situations, Eno, monk, administrative, and business, men. And you cannot always deal with the peoples and the sections and the human life just in terms of discrimination. At that time, you always compete with people with the comparison of the human power, manpower, so you understand? Always you try. That is the discrimination, the world of the discrimination. Because you just try to take care of human life in terms of discrimination. So it's impossible to do that. So we have to deal with human life in terms of equality too. So unity of equality and discrimination, it's not a matter of discussion. We have to show unity of the discrimination and equality in actual practice. That's pretty hard, but it's not pretty hard. You just take care of the ego as he really is. So basically, we have to have a very deep respect. Constantly we have to have pretty deep respect to ego position. That is equality. And then at that time you can accept the piece of the advices from Enos can be accepted easy because you respect deeply. But if you don't, every piece of advice it comes from, you know, you need it a bit. So, it's not a good attitude. So, very naturally, there is a confusion come out. So, that's why it says you cannot understand the relationship between the host and the guest. Do you understand that it's not a hierarchy? There is not a hierarchy. In the monastery, there is a very strict, you know, the attitude toward human life based on the respect to superior teacher and disciple. So disciple or complete respect teacher. That is a little bit big problem for you, so-called full devotion. What is a full devotion to the teacher? So, you don't understand this one, but I think you should learn this full devotion toward the superior in terms of actual practice. One, the other one is you should understand the background for this actual practice. Why do you have to totally respect the teacher? Because it is not a matter of discussions. You should learn it through the actual practice. So, next, I want to maybe you have questions, but maybe questions for this, but I want to next, inside or near the hall, do not put your heads together and talk loudly. The director should prohibit this. because to the zendo, the other zendo, you shouldn't talk loudly because particularly when monks practice zazen, you cannot talk loudly near to the zendo. So that's why it says inside, or near the hall. Do not put your head together and talk loudly. So you cannot talk inside of the zendo. The director should have this. Next, do not do teasing in the hall. In the ancient time, we have a teaching passage, just like that. The alarm, teaching place is set up the alarm outside of the temple, like this. But this passage, teaching passage, is what to say. Passage inside of the house, actually inside of the house.
Do you understand? The
passage is closed with the windows and walls. The passage is closed to wind and snow and rain. So it's any time you can use this changing passage. So this is a rule of Asian, the rule of a monk in Asian time. So do not do changing in the hall. Next, do not hold or tie beads in the hall. Do not enter or leave with your hands hanging down. Do not hold or carry beads in the hall means rosary. So most people don't understand the rosary. In the Sikh school, they use the rosary very often, always. But their idea is to eliminate 108 delusions,
rubbing,
or counting the beads. Tibetan priest, Tibetan priest, you count the beads. So I want to say a few things on the of brother. I think that in ancient time, there was epidemic, which spread with tremendous force in Magadha, in India. So people were completely disgusted with this tremendous spread. So the people in Magadha asked the Shakyamuni Buddha what to do. So Buddha says, make a rosary, make a ring of a bead, and count the beads. Each time when you count the beads one, when you chant the name of Buddha, do you understand? So he suggested 100 times you should chant the name of Buddha, and then each time you can count the bead one. That is the original story, and which we started to use the bead and rosary. But the structure of the rosary is a little bit different thing. Now, have you ever seen a rosary? So you can see the big bead, bottom and the top. The bottom is the symbol of Buddha Shakyamuni. That is the Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha. And the cross. The ring in the top, that is another big one, that is the symbol of Bodhisattva. So Buddha and Bodhisattva. And on the right side and the left side, on the each side, there are two small beads. And also on the left side too. So four bees are the symbol of
garden, called Steno, guardian of protecting Buddha Dhamma, Buddha Dhamma. And the four guardians, Steno, coming from the story of outlook on the ancient Indian outlook on the human world. Mount Smell, the top of the Mount Smell is the place of the Avangard state. That is, I forgot Sanskrit, but in Japanese, Taisek 10. And then around this top of the mountain, four corners, at the four corners, there are four gods exist. There are four gods. Those are protecting Buddha Dhamma, living at the four corners. That is the legendary story of the ancient outlook on the human world. So that's why in Rosary also, four Bs in the one leaf. And then between those Bs, 17 Bs, small Bs there. So in all, 108 Bs. But anyway, so origin of the rosary is used for the counting the bees when you chant the name of Buddha, when you chant the sutra again and again. For instance, in ancient times, on particular days, in the monastery, they chant the short sutras 100 times. At that time, the leader of the ceremony carried the rosary and under the sleeve, the not shown outside, under the sleeve, and the leader of the ceremony always counted. And also Doan carry the bees rosary and the sleeve and counting. So in ancient times, the leader of the ceremony and the Doan did carry the bees, always rosary. And in order to count the bees when they chant the repeatedly the sutra or name of Buddha. And that is one reason. And also, second reason is, you know, we chant when we have a ceremony, morning service and other service. We bow three times first and then hit the three bells, big bells, and then we start the chanting. The three bells, I told you before, the purpose of three big bells is to prepare for chanting, to have for space and to have a calm mind to prepare for the chanting. Is that right? You understand? And also, I want to say more about this. the purpose of hitting the feedback bell is to invite the Buddha from Samadhi of the Dhabi. Buddha always in Samadhi, constantly Samadhi. That is a Buddha. Why in this case, and the trees, birds, and the grasses, the whole sentient being exactly right in the middle of Samadhi. Very quiet and active. Very quiet and also active. Without any discrimination. This is the state of the Samadhi. So, Buddha is constantly keeping himself, maintaining himself just like that. So, we ask the Buddha to stand up from the feet of the Samadhi and then participate in our services, ceremonies. So in order to do this, we hit the bell to awaken him. You see? Is that all right? Please wake up and please come and join us. And then before you hit the bell, we three bows together. That is, before you ask him, we prostrate to the Buddha. Okay? Before you invite him. And then next, you hit the bell, and then we ask. Stop. Please. Do it. During the hitting the bell, the leader of the ceremony bows 3 times, right? Actually, you should bow. Because you should bow with me, with the leader of the ceremony. Because when you hit, I offer the incense, and then you hit the bell, and then Buddha wake up and start to join us. So I come back here and bow. That is, we see the Buddha in this service. So very naturally, here Buddha comes. So we bow. Actually, we should bow together, but only leader. Leader of the ceremony, just bow 3 times. Is that clear? But if you don't have the big bells the leader of the ceremony carries a rosary under the sleeve and rosary like this, making sound to wake the Buddha. Wake up on you. You understand? Yeah, have you ever seen this one? But the people don't understand this one. Okay? No, they don't understand why they do it like this. People. Just a demonstration, demonstration. But it has a meaning because we don't have bell, so please wake up, Buddha, please wake up and join us. That is using the rosary. Okay. And the leader of the ceremony and Doan carries these rosaries. But otherwise, it's not necessary to carry the rosary. But if most of the people believe rosary is a symbol of Buddhist, you understand? Or, I don't know, the students in San Francisco carry the rosary always. But in the Shobo Genzo chapter of Ango, Ango means participation in training peer, training class, and training peer. It's Ango. He says, it is a rude manner, it is a rude manner to meet the Buddha with rosary. And also Shuryo Shinri, which is one of the chapter in the works by Dogen, regulation of eight monastery. He says almost the same things. It is a rude manner to meet a person with rosary. Because purpose of rosary is chanting the beads when you chant the Buddha's name. But when you see the person, most important thing is you have to see the person. You have to meet the person and communicate with, not something else. But if you chant the rosary, that means you already communicate. You try to communicate in your Buddha. So you ignore the person you meet now. So that by its root mind. So you should know the purpose of the rosary, why you use rosary. With the development of Buddhism, the meaning of the rosary has been changed. So that's why we obviously carry the rosary. If you become a Buddhist, and when you have a wedding service, and sometimes people give, they please to give, you know, rosary to you as a Buddhist itself. It's a situation today for rosary to mind, in the mind sense. I don't mean to say it is wrong, but I don't think it is missing. Okay. So if you don't chant the sutras 100 times or chant the name of Buddha 100 times, I don't think it's necessary to carry the rosary. So, in the Asian time, every day they did, you know, chanting the sutra 100 times, 108 times, and on the particular day. That's why the leader of the ceremony or Doan carried always rosary. Okay. Is that all right? I have a rosary, but I don't carry the rosary so much. So I carry the rosary ordination ceremony because it's on the use of big belt in the beginning. So Chinese rosary in ordination and ceremony. So instead of the big bell, you can use those of these to in the other demonstration of inviting the joiners. So that's why he says, do not hold, carry bees in the hall. Particularly this, the dental, it's not necessary to carry. Do not enter or leave with your hands hanging down. Because one reason is the monks always wear the long robes with a long sleeve. So if you walk like this, obviously you carry the, your sleeve and so you know, drops away. You know. So it's not good. Atmosphere. Not good. Look. On the other hand, if you walk like this, it seems to be comfortable. So if you are but too comfortable to lift something, I always say like this. So if you stand up very comfortable and carry your hand like this, have a position like this, you don't pay attention to your hands. So Dogen Zenji mentions when you serve the meals, you're using the one hand and left hand, the other hand must be touched to the chest of your body, chest, like this, and use your right hand, like this. So it means you should serve the food with the whole body. If you use the right hand, means you should use, it means to use whole body. So left hand also, and you're using the whole body. That's what he said. Left hand to be tight to the left chest. Like this, holding like this, and then serve. So that means that's why if you stand up always like this. So very naturally you can pay attention to to the hands. Is that true? So do not enter or leave with your hands hanging down. Next. Do not chant the names of Buddhas or sutras in the hall. This is also in China. There is a mixed combination of Zazen and Sin school. So called chanting the name of one tower. So during Zazen, you chant the name of one tower. That means the Dogen Zenji really don't want to do it like that. Because you already have combination of two practices, different practices, Zazen and chanting the name of one tower. That means part-time job anyway. If you do the Zen, you have to do the Zen anyway. As complete as you can be. So that's why the even the loudly, even the quietly, anyway, you shouldn't really chant the name of the Buddhas, or sutras, or passages, whatever. So during Zazen, we shouldn't think any of the passages from a sutra, or think the name of one tower, or chant the name of one tower. Just concentrate on doing Zazen with all heart. Okay. However, this is permitted when supporters request sutra chanting on a particular occasion. Means sometimes the supporters of the temples ask the monastery to meet the monks sitting Zazen in Zazen Hall, offering us something. Particularly in, during Sekhin, in his monastery, people offer the food to the monks sitting in Sekhin. So at that time, we have a particular chanting for these people, for those people who offer food to us. Of the incense and the chanting the 10 names of Buddha, and during the chanting, those people just walk along the zendo with the show bow. So that is a particular occasion. But nonetheless, we should get the information. So that's why he says, however, this is permitted when the supporters request sutra chanting on a particular occasion. Or sometimes, even though they don't offer the food, they really want to meet the monk to sing zazen. Very sincerely, ready to sing. So that time, first of all, you should get the permission, and if you get the permission from the inner, you can invite the supporter of a particular ritual, greeting to the Manjushri before you join the monk's life, whoever you are, even though you are the master, or even though you are abbot of another monastery, or even though you are a great lecturer on the Shobo Gendo, go to the age monastery, but if they don't have the ritual of greeting to the Manjushri before they enter, before they are permitted to enter the center, they never can get in. So, that is very strict. So no one can get in, only the monks. Wherever they are, the monks and the other priests who have already the ritual of greeting to the Manjushri. That is regulation in age monastery. Okay? Next, do not spit. Blow your nose or loudly. You should be sobered by the fact that the work of the way is not yet thoroughly mastered. You should regret the subtle passage of time which is eating away this opportunity for practice of the way. Then you may have the sense of a fish in small puddles. So do not spit, blow your nose, or laugh loudly. I mention very often. You should be sobered by the fact that the work of the way is not yet thoroughly mastered. If you spit, or blow your nose, or laugh loudly, or yawning carelessly, without, you know, covering your mouth, and that is, you don't understand. You don't understand the practice of Buddha way. You don't really the practice of the Buddha way doesn't penetrate your body, even though you understand intellectually. So that's why he says you should be sobered by the fact that the work of the way is not yet thoroughly mastered. And next he says you should regret the subtle passage of time which is eating away this opportunity for practice of the way. Initially, it says to eat away this opportunity for the practice of the way. You know, originally it says life instead of this opportunity. Life of the practice of the Buddha way. Because not the opportunity, this is life. Because if I say opportunity, this is kind of something objective. But life of the practice is, anyway, totally interaction between the opportunity and you. You use the opportunity. Opportunity helps your life. So that is, at that time, something alive. Arises. That is called life of the practice. So practice is really something alive. Life. It's life. So, that's why Dogen Zen says you should regret some passage of time which is eating away your true life of practice. If you spit or blow your nose or laugh loudly or yawn carelessly, that is really others wasting time because you eat away the life of practice. The life of your practice and also simultaneous others' practice. Because everyone lives in the stream of time, which is going constantly, so called impermanence. So, that's why, so this is not that I always mention the regulation or rules in the monasteries, the rules, the order given by the inos or given by the abbot. We have to, understand that through and through why you do this kind of practice. Main reason is that regardless of whether you are conscious of or not, the purpose of practice is based on, anyway, realization of impermanence. Anyway, through and through. So, that's why in order to have a chance or opportunity to realize practically the impermanence, day by day. For this, anyway, you should behave or act carefully for yourself. Once, because if you interact, balance others simultaneously, you take away the people from realization of opportunity, from the opportunity of realizing the impermanence. The practice itself is always to put the people right in the middle of realization of impermanence regardless of whether you conscious of it or not. So this is that's why if you behave, if you act very carelessly, loudly, that is really you don't understand the meaning of practice. You don't understand why you do practice. You don't understand the meaning of the impatience and the impermanence. That's why Dogen Zenji mentions like this. You should regret subtle passage of time. It's very subtle passage. The completely no excuse. Everyone, all sentient beings, goes, they walk on this passage. Which is leading away this opportunity for practice of the way, then you may have the sense of fish in small crow. It's really soft. It's really soft. I don't think you should be always nervous and thinking, imagining a small fish and struggling in small puddles. I don't mean this. You must be, anyway, alive, fresh, refreshing, concentrate in each moment. Each moment is just like small puddles. But you have to be alive. In order to be alive, anyway, you can't waste any time. So, we do our best effort. Anyway, we should act, we should have very humble and kind, compassionate behavior to maintain the realization of impermanence, consciously or unconsciously. This is a rule in mantra. So, rule in the regulations are coming from the realization of the depth of human existence. So everyone should be proud without. One's compulsion or other's compulsions. Anyway, no excuse, anyone should be there, should pass. Do we have some questions?
When you use the rosary and chant the name of Buddha, is it the chant that we do at meal time? That name?
Repeat. When you chant sutra or name of the Buddha, repeat same names, repeat it. So you miss something.
But you said 10 names of Buddha.
Okay, names are different from the name. Different from the name.
I mean, the Buddha said that there's like 7 Buddhas in the past, and this Buddha Shakyamuni, or?
Difference, not same way you chant the same name of Buddha. Name, Buddha. Same name of Buddha. Okay. Again and again. Do you understand? For instance, all chanting. For instance, a very short chanting, interesting chanting in Jensen in San Francisco, they chant both these bars and chanting. Come there on Nam Tio to New York to Posse. That is very short. So we repeat sometimes 5 times, 7 times, sometimes 21 times. that time no one should come. You know, otherwise, no one or ceremony should come. Otherwise, you miss the chance to hit the bell.
Okay.
Well, I think the purpose of chanting repeatedly is it is a very short, and also it is purpose of the spirit of the sutras penetrating to you, skin through the skin, muscle and bone.
I noticed people in San Francisco used to be so much like Guruji, take them to meetings and to classes and finger them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, finger the beads during the meeting or during the class. And say the friction of fingering the beads brings them back to themselves, helps them to be centered. Not to chant, but relieve anxiety. What do you think of that?
Well, the best way is just to be desire, so the best way to be free from desire. If you use a bee and you roll it like this, and that is extra. You know, be right in the middle of meeting, you know, and then you count the bees, that is also desire, in space, huh? Extra desire, you create extra desire. Not the free form of desire. Do you understand? For instance, the way you are right in the middle of meeting, if you want to be free from desire, you have to be just right in the middle of the meeting. Not something extra should be brought in. Do you understand? And then you ought to repay, in order to be free from desire, I want to bring myself into the meeting. For this, I want to come. This is extra, don't you think? Extra desires. You bring in. Is that clear? But the people don't understand that, teacher. Is that right?
When in Japan, I noticed that this flower, we did a lot of chanting, like the night before, 4 or 9 days, we chanted Fukan's Zengi, and then the morning after one of those days, we chanted something else. What do you think of that? We did a lot of chanting, not too much driving.
Yishun Run, that is also one of the Japanese, the after 100 years later.
100 years later, the development of Buddhism in Japan, that is Buddhism now. That is a Buddhism after 100 years. That is a Japanese Buddhism now. You can see. No, since the Buddhism comes into, came to the Japan from China, almost more than 100 years, no, not 100, 500, I'm sorry, 500 years. You see, 500 years, and then, now, we have a Buddhism in Japan, that's it, that you can see now. That is 100 years, you know, passing after 500 years, and then we can see the Buddhism in Japan. What is that Buddhism? Okay? Do you understand what I want to say?
It's like so much stuff has been added.
Yes, that's true.
And that's what I was wondering, too, you know, that from Shakyamuni Buddhist time. How much has been added by way of ritual, like teriyaki,
What does it mean? Recited the right. Name seven times. We try to explain the meaning of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder if there isn't some point of like getting back to sort of the core part without all the adding.
Mm-hmm. As much as possible, right? Simplify. That is the most important for us. But on the other hand, there is so the different aspect of human culture in every country.
Mm-hmm.
And also Buddhism has to develop in the different situations in of different countries. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But very naturally, Buddhism can ignore different lifestyles, different type of cultures and etc. In order to, instead of ignoring or negating those different types of life, Buddhism trying to help. That's a very natural belief of something added. And also, that is the one reason. And the other reason is human beings are very weak people. Their really strict practice is must be something fast. Practice must be simplified. But it's very hard to walk in the simplicity of life. You know? When you do that, when you practice like this, you can, your life can be simplified. But when you go back to the city, it's not be simplified. You know, you don't know how to take care of your human life. So many people ask me, what should I do? So sometimes I say, please chant the name of Buddha. That's it. Or sometimes, why don't you pray? Why don't you practice a prayer? Why don't you see the beautiful the morning sunrise? Something like this. Mm-hmm. Or why don't you see the big ocean, something like this. So maybe that's what we want to have something in the concrete aspect of human life. Because in the human life, we manifest ourselves in many different ways. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's not so simple. That's why very naturally we have, naturally we add something. Okay? So you can ignore that one. So in the United States, very naturally, you know, adding constantly. Like a rosary, look at the rosary. She said, now, you know, rosary is not the main purpose of rosary is not used in that way. But already the American people use the rosary in that way. Okay? Of course, this is the adding always. This kind of love comes to the experience of the everyday life, you know, in the different weather, different country, and also in terms of different type of the dress, you know, in each different country, each country, China, Japan. So this kind of love comes from the Chinese style and also Japanese style, and also this wrong is sometimes covering your hands in the cold weather, and sometimes covering your head because of boar head, you know, like that. So we can protect in many ways. That's a very natural way. And also, in a stylish point of view, if you stand up like this, in long sleeve, it's very stylish. You know, instead of a short. But it's not practical. we walk in the street and we take a travel, it's not, this kind of love is not practical in the honest way. So that's why Linda uses the love with a very short speak. So they always walk like it, you know. So in May, it's amazing. In a good sense, in the Bible. Okay? Well, the Chinese style of the love, Chinese always long sleeve of, you just take your shirt and, you know, in middle left, they always do like that. Mm-hmm. See, have you ever seen this one? I don't know now, but I see the very often the picture of Chinese. Not only the priests and all usual people always do that. Hands are behind the inside of the sleeve. And then some good morning, I think.
I never thought I'd answer this question. do monks sometimes put their sleeve on top of their head?
We want to be this kind of passage and lots of fun to do. Protect my hair from the fries and
bird
droppings. Yeah.